Once again, here's Carla.
People from all five New York boroughs come to Teen Central, even though there are library branches closer to where they live. We're attracted by the unique spirit of the place. Here's how we define that spirit.
My name is Shaggy. In my opinion, the spirit of Teen Central means that you could basically walk into this place, relieve yourself of the tensions of how bad your institution of higher education is, and just make sure that you don't remember that place until you leave and realize, oh crap, we hit reality. And while you're there, you have friends that could actually relate to the deepest levels and just relax. Basically, you're free to be who you are. You don't have to pose or anything. Just be who you are, because everyone will accept you. Whether you love Jesus or not, whether you love Moses or not, whoever your religion is, we still love you. If you like men and you're a man, we love you. If you're a chick who likes a chick, we love you. If you're a tranny, we like you too. Everyone is welcome here. That is all. Love and peace. Love and peace.
All right, nice. All right. My name is David, and his name is Shaggy. Cheyenne. I can say like my own feelings about Teen Central as well. I think this place is like a great sphere of influence between a whole bunch of people, right? I made friends and family here that people that we know even long after this place closes, right? But I also like to go on what Shaggy said. This is also a wonderful place to learn, right? It's a sphere of influence of education and higher learning. Right? I'm reading a book as I'm like talking about this. But I like to say that this place, right? I like to think that this is one of the best places just to go around hanging out and doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, damn right, Skippy.
Yeah, absolutely nothing. But it's because you know you can be at peace with yourself here.
I know.
This is like a nice place to be yourself, right? Whatever that may be, right? Because there's lots of places where you go outside, you be discriminated. Like, hey, look at the white boy over there. Ah.
Yes, it's a gringo.
Right? That's what we go around saying. But here you're just like all calm and happy, like, yo, what's up? How's you doing,
Demo.
Buddy?
Yes.
Demo.
Yeah.
Demo. All right. What?
You're way too happy.
What, why?
It's nice.
It's very nice to be happy, yeah.
Word, I need to try sometime.
Yeah, what?
I need to try being happy sometime. Hi.
Hello.
Hola, ¿cómo tú estás?
Konnichiwa, my name is Rebecca. I've been here longer than everybody. What does the spirit of Teen Central mean to me? Let's see. Well, I've been here through like different kinds of people and all sorts of programs and things. I guess it kind of is what Shaggy says. It's just a place where teens can come and be teenagers and gasp, maybe read in a library. The concept. It's a new idea, you know, reading in libraries. But yeah, people can do that too, or just do nothing or use computers or play games or God knows what else. And they've had so many kinds of things. They've had manga drawing things, writing workshops, zines. There have been so many authors and different kinds of people in here, and I've been witness to a lot of that. So, is Teen Central a place that there's no discrimination? Theoretically, yes. There's always some type of discrimination. I don't think you can get rid of that completely, but there's just so many restricting things, like in school or in people's houses or whatever, and here people aren't afraid to, like, be whatever they are, whatever that happens to be.
Over here. I'm sorry. I'm Chantel. I think the spirit of Teen Central, and I agree with Shaggy and David. Say if you're in school, like, no, obviously, you know, today I had an encounter. Me and a couple of people from the library went over to Dunkin' Donuts because they was giving out free iced coffee. And we were standing on the line, and, like, all the white people that were next to us were just, like, inching away, I guess, because we were dark-skinned. Well, some of us. And, and like, it was like, really unnerving because I didn't feel like standing on the line because it was so, like, we're normal, too. We can't have no free iced coffee with you guys. And then we come inside here, and everybody's like, hello, everyone.
Chantel, oh, my God, like, minorities.
Do you mean inching away like this? Wait. Chantel, do you mean inching away like this when you're crowded in, a small little Dunkin' Donuts, big-ass line, and then what you mean by inching away, they took, like, three steps forward and three steps back away from you?
No, when I say inch away, okay, picture me standing here, right? And you're standing next to me, and you just hear a whole bunch of semi-loud black people and a white person, and you just like completely get off the line and go to another Dunkin' Donuts. Is so bad.
Oh wow.
Like it was just, we wasn't even that loud. We was talking about regular stuff, you know, like stealing and thieving. And no, I'm kidding. No, no, but like still like or if you're in school, you can't feel like some people don't like going to school because like their money's not up there. Like some like in my school, you have to have certain type of clothes. Like people who just getting money now in the summer is wearing merms and coats that's like 30,000 pounds just to show they got money. Instead of here, you could come in here in skimpies or come in here in your birthday suit. Nobody's going to say anything to you.
No, they might.
Oh my God, you're right. That's horrible. Damn, she's fine. Some shit like that. Would you get Thank that? You. Like, I've seen girls in birthday suits around Tremont. I see an old man saying just those things to a group of girls.
Yeah, but I mean, right? Like, if you were to go to school like that, you will never hear the end of it. Every day, you just hear that same thing. Like, you remember that day she had that on? That you remember that day he had that? And when you're in here, it's like, I don't care what you have on. It's nice to meet you. I don't know your name, but hello. Like, you can just talk to anybody inside of here, especially on game on night.
Do you think that, like, the culture at Teen Central is sort of the opposite of the culture in, like, the schools that a lot of you guys go to?
Oh, yeah. Even though racism is over, I still feel like it's segregated in my school. Like, all the Puerto Ricans hang out and all the minorities hang out and all the white people hang out.
All my white friends.
And here, it's, like, so many races over here. Like, I probably wouldn't be able to pinpoint them all. We got Dominicans and Puerto Ricans and black people and people that has, like, too many races we don't want to say out loud.
Word, you know? I have some girl who come here, she's, like, everything in the book. She's weird.
What she has to be weird for?
Because she don't know what the hell she is.
She is a person.
I know she's everything. Just like everybody is everything. Anyway, yeah, so Teen Central, I like it because basically everybody, I don't want to say love, but everybody likes everybody no matter how much you hate everybody. Like there are some people, yeah, like see, he's my kitty. I love him.
Meow.
Word. And like, you know, everybody knows everybody. Like I don't know all y'all names, but you know you. Word, I know you.
Yeah, but Teen Central is a nice place. To be serious, like, I just started recently coming like crazy. Like, recently, like, I had a really, 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 really bad, like, suicide in the head kind of relationship breakup. And, like, I seriously was, like, thinking about killing myself. And I stopped by here one day, and I met a couple of people, and I ended up coming, like, back to back. Yeah, you guys saved me. I didn't even realize it. Yeah. I'm about to cry again. Ah.
We love you, Tony. See, we love everybody.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Matthew. Yeah. Well, the spirit of Teen Central means to me is that I met my Manolos.
Manolos. Manolos.
Yes, we are the best. I met people here, you know, retarded people, when I could just act like a retarded person, because I can't do that at home because I'm floating around church people. But you know what? They believe in God and I don't. But hey, that's how life is. Well, what it means to me is that, like what Shaggy said, yeah, we could all be normal people. Yeah. See, I don't go to school because I dropped out. So I just started recently coming here because I never went to a library. I thought a library was gay and boring.
We all thought so, too.
But when I started coming here, I was like, oh, this is a pretty neat.
Other libraries that you go to that are gay and boring.
This is like the first library I ever went to, except for today. I think they turned it off. But every library I ever went to, there's no music. Yeah. There's no specific places for teens to go just sit down and hang. Word. Like, they
it's
give
like
you
80 sections.
Like it's like, yeah, like, you don't, like, sit. You have to sit with the adults. They don't have, like, just sections just for all teens. Yeah. This floor, you can sit in here. They got music. We can be halfway as loud as we want.
So, by my house, I was listening to some Japanese music, and it was like, hey, get out. I was like, what did I do now? You're listening to Japanese music. We don't listen to that. We listen to rap. I was like, and I'd be like, oh, y'all some racist people. You know what? I'm out of here. So I just started coming here.
I like all libraries except for the fact that for some reason, if you notice this, all library security guards take their job way too seriously.
They be following you around the library. You can't pick out a book without them saying, what is that?
They think it's CVS or freaking Dwayne Reed or something. Inside joke. Word, it's like they mad tight.
Like they think you're still the book.
Yeah. They be looking at what you be on the computer. They be like, what you doing? Nigga ain't no porn. Okay, go ahead. Like, what? Like, what do you...
This is the only library, I think, this is the only library I went to where, like, you could take out at least 30 books, like, the max or whatever other libraries. If you're for a certain age, they're going to let you take out, like, 5 or 10 because they scared if you take out too many, you're never going to bring them back.
In some libraries, you're going to take out 5.
Well, I was kind of hoping we could talk a little bit about, like, how we use our behavior to show the spirit of Teen Central. Like, how we act at Teen Central that illustrates that spirit.
Perfect answer for Sarah's question. See what we're doing right now, having a podcast talking about such deep random topics as well, right? Just right now, that's between all of us, right? That's just the spirit of it.
Yeah,
you know?
We
can be this, like, friendly, and, you know, we can agree with each other's debates, right? And even, like, somehow confirm with one another how we think about these kind of things.
Yeah, basically, what we have done, what we have discussed, is basically how the spirit is. We could talk about some random stuff at any given moment, at any given time. And that's how, and we just roll with it.
Yeah, like
that's basically that's just the spirit. Yeah. We could just roll with anything.
It's not over.
But it's like, you know, I think it's because we're all so different that we could all be random and still kind of go get to where we're going. Like we could all agree with each other and disagree with each other, but we're all random, so because we're all different. But it's nice that we can still agree with each other and have random conversations, like. Word.
Without somebody throwing books.
Yeah, without somebody like throwing a book or like going Hulk on you and throwing shelves and chairs and stuff.
No, because basically in a random classroom, we cannot get a bunch of teenagers
to sit still and talk about one thing.
Exactly.
You know something funny?
Because some ganjin is gonna be the idiot who messes it all up.
How do you think that the spirit of Teen Central compares with the spirit of New York City?
Okay, if this library was like New York City, then nobody basically there'd be dead people.
Yeah, there really would.
Because, okay, if I were to bump you, we'd have like a
big argument. And because he's black, I would get on his side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's like if a black person were to bump a white person and they have an argument.
No, the black guy would be the only one to say something. I'm not even trying to be racist. Like, outside, what no. you see, okay. yes, usually no, but, it is.
Okay, now, it was like two Caucasian, they just say, can I buy you a coffee, and end it at that. But unlike a black community, might be something different. Like Boondocks might have a random shootout, then they don't.
My name's Riley Escobar.
Basically, like, this culture is like, the culture of Teen Central is like so, I don't even think if we consider a culture, because like, it's just like the spirit of randomness colliding each other to form harmony, because outside we can't have this supposed harmony with random thoughts, because there's going to be some idiot who has a narrow track mind demolish it. Like, really, like,
okay, wait, can I say something here? This place is so much nicer, right, that you can talk to people and explain things to them. If you try to explain something to someone else outside, right, they wouldn't understand to you, or they wouldn't even have time to listen to you at all, right?
And
if this place was like New York City, we'll be in hell by now.
Why?
Because
considering the people in here and the things that have happened in this library, the bad things, if this was like outside, everything will be stolen. Everybody will be lying.
And everything will
every
be
last
free.
Electronic will be broken. Like, honestly.
No, Chantel, the example is like this. I hate you.
I hate you too.
But let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. It works.
I have a question, actually. Sounds like you're saying that like the spirit of New York City is very different than the spirit of Teen Central.
Yes.
So could you define what the spirit of New York City is in your...
Can I say something
New York City is every man's for himself, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yourself comes first.
If you
live in this world, you gotta survive. It's a dog eat dog.
But I don't... But at the same time, I don't think that the spirit of New York City is just like, yeah, everyone for themselves or whatever. At the end of the day, like, if people need to in New York, people will, like, unify for a cause, I think.
She has a point, because this city is diverse, and it's probably similar to Teen Central for the main fact. We got some diverse people from all over the world, and we kind of like it here.
My name is Miguel, and bottom line, it doesn't matter what race you are, just as long as you respect them for who they are and they respect you for what you are, whether you're black, Hispanic, gay, lesbian, white. Nobody cares, or purple, or if you're Mizzou or Oompa Loompa, I don't care. Whatever you do, respect yourself and respect other people. That's just it.
I want you to start thinking about going back to Spirit Teen Central with everything else you touched on. Maybe
one thing I want to say: New York is like basically playing manhunt. You have to survive throughout everything. Stop getting in trouble. Stop doing your drugs. Stop fighting. Stay in school. Stop playing with guns. Always wear protection.
And what about
here? Here is a very peaceful and spiritual place that we could all get along and enjoy. Whether we're all playing rock band or whatever, because we normally don't give a crap.
Yeah, exactly.
We enjoy being here because we're safe here. We stay out of these neighborhoods that are right near the projects. That's one. Two, we stay here because we like hanging out with people that would get to know us and know us very well because we get along with everyone. Well, no matter what race you are, whether you're a rocker or a rapper, it doesn't matter.
Everyone can just be themselves, okay? Because if we was in the community that we live in, they would discriminate us because we don't listen to 50 Cent or we haven't shot like 3 people in our lives or stabbed someone for money or nothing like that. Basically, this is just a place where you could talk about anything. You could blurt out any random thing. You could talk to the librarians without them actually saying, are you going to get a book or just leave me alone? It's cool.
I actually appreciate places like Teen Central and occasional churches, you know, for the really rough times. Because, like, this is like a little shield from the outside just for a little while where you could just act normal and, you know, feel accepted and, you know,
the normality is totally
kind of normal. And, you know, actually talk to random people and not worry about if they're going to follow you home or something like that.
This place has been, like, the center of... I just been here for such a long time that I can't picture it being gone. Like, I'm in denial about it, and I'm going to be in denial about it for a long time. I don't want it to be gone. And I think it's unfair, and I want the Orient to, like... I want it to, like, collapse under itself. And I don't think it's fair that they're taking this away from us at all. I don't know. They want teens to be all... you know, go to college or finish high school or whatever. Okay, finish high school, yes, but college isn't necessarily for everybody. And places like this that accept you and, like, sometimes thrust a book in your face, or you have people that you can relate to or not relate to or whatever, is really good. And the fact that they're taking it away to build a hotel, it's Midtown. There's 50 million hotels all over the damn place.
I'm gonna steal the soap in the bathroom.
It's mean, and the fact that that Teen Central is going saddens me a lot, because this place has been a part of my life since I was 14.
I understand. Okay, basically, the spirit of Teen Central is about the authenticity of who people really are and accepting them for who you really are. Like, everyone appreciates everyone here. Like, everyone's a small family. And like she said, to take this away is really wrong and unjustified, because there is a hotel across the goddamn street. Why do you need so many of them? So basically, this library should stay open for the main fact that it's a pretty good place to be here. And it's about to be my 1 year spawning, for Christ's sake. Like, really, I only been here for about a year. And I just can't let this place to close down. And by the way, Jeremy and or... Sarah for president. There, I said it.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say this library, right, is a wonderful place to express, you know, freedom of being unique and being happy with ourselves and being safe without having the cost of conformity, unlike outside, where being conformed to other people's choices and preferences makes you safer and makes you one with the group of people that wouldn't listen or think about what you have to say. But unlike that, here, we all can be, like, friendly with each other. Not only races, like Latinos, whites, blacks, but Asians as well. And all the other kind of stuff, like, I don't even know the names for them, right? As well as rockers. Like, types of people we can be. Rockers, punks, drug heads, whatever.
Otakus.
Oh, God, otakus. Right? This place is like a small slice of heaven where we all can be happy with each other and ourselves and be at peace. You know, we can all say, oh, yo, we talk about this, blah, blah, talk about that. Because you see that this entire conversation had so many stereotypical references, it could be at the point of racism, but we're all key with each other, right? We're at peace with whatever we have to say.
Yay. Think it's down to me, the last person. Woo! Yeah, okay, yeah, like they say, yeah, they take this place away. We won't be the people we could be. Because around my block, I'm racist. That's what all black people say. Because, yeah, I got a few black friends. They be like, you listen to rap? No. You wear the clothes you wear? No. What are you listening to? I listen to rock and J-pop. And they be like, oh, you like the most racist person ever. I'm like, why? Because you're not a part of us. You know what? Get out, you slay. I'll be like, you know what? I can't deal with y'all people. So around my way, yeah, I got to be like a different person. But when I come here, I could be whoever I want to be. We all can, you see, but they're taking this away from us. But you know what? If we don't meet each other again, at least we'll be somewhere apart of each other in our lives or something like that. So that's all I got to say. Peace. Adios.